USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. has surpassed 13 million with over 265,000 deaths. The first ever daily count of 200,000 new cases was recorded on Friday. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, warned of another surge in cases ahead.
We have to be careful now because there almost certainly is going to be an uptick because of what has happened with the travel. And it's just something that we have to deal with, that we likely will have an increase in cases.
Fauci also said he does not expect restrictions to be relaxed before the end of the year. New measures in L.A. County restricting most gatherings starts Monday. Non-essential businesses are allowed to stay open, but there is still no in-person dining. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Suicide bombings in Afghanistan Sunday have killed at least 34 people.
A suicide blast at the entrance of a military base in Ghazni province. According to local security officials, there was a military-style vehicle that was full of explosives and was detonated at the entrance of the public protection unit base in the Ghazni city, killing more than a couple of dozen security forces personnel. Then there was another attack that took place in the Zabul province, where there was a suicide blast on a convoy of the head of the provincial council.
Shazaib Walla reporting for France 24 in Islamabad. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The assassination of Iran's prominent and distinguished nuclear and defensive scientist is raising fears of reignited tensions across the Middle East. The Islamic Republic and Iran's president are blaming Israel for Friday's slaying and demanding definitive punishment of those responsible. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to Adobe Analytics, which tracks online shopping, Cyber Monday is expected to be the biggest online shopping day in U.S. history, with sales forecasted to hit $12.7 billion. That's up $2 billion from last year. Americans spent about $9 billion online during Black Friday, a 22% increase. Retail tracker Sensormatic Solutions says shoppers visiting stores in person was down 52%. Moments after a draw, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. reacted to Saturday night's hyped fight. Lance Pryor reports from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
It was billed as the Fabulous 50s. Rapper Snoop Dogg best described it.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
54-year-old Mike Tyson and 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. stepped into the ring one more time in an exhibition fight that will not count against their records. The pay-per-view event at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night ended in a draw. Mike Tyson on the WBC scored fight.
I'm good with that. Yeah, but I'm good with a draw because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
Roy Jones Jr. on the tie.
I don't do draws. I like it. But the dude is so strong, man. And I understand why they say some things are bucket list, because when he hits you, everything hurts. So, for me, I thought I did enough boxing on the outside to edge out, but, you know, I'm cool with a draw. I mean, we just might have tried to do it again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.